This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. San Jose State University is several semesters into an experiment with massive open online courses, acronym MOOC. It's an experiment that's now on hold, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Ron Rogers chairs the psych department at San Jose State, and he helped develop an online statistics course there.
Every time I develop a course for the first time, the rates aren't what I want them to be. You know, it's a work in progress.
After the first semester, 49% of his online students failed. In the remedial math course, 71% failed.
It's not necessarily a failure at all.
Ellen Jun is San Jose's provost. She says the remedial math course was made up of students who'd already failed the course once, and up to half of the students in other courses were from economically disadvantaged high schools.
Part of our initiative was to study, would this methodology help student success or not?
When the experiment launched, it was heralded as a way to increase access to affordable education. The courses, good for credit, cost $150. One problem, Jun says, is that the high school students didn't have access to internet and fell behind. Other students complained they had difficulty keeping up because they were also working full-time.
The jury is still out on MOOCs.
That's Michael Horn, head of the Christensen Institute, which supports innovation in education.
What we're learning very clearly is that simply because something is on an online platform doesn't make the education better.
Horn says MOOCs need to be adapted to students, and students need to adapt to MOOCs. Again, San Jose's Ron Rogers.
Online courses are a slightly different beast, and students may not be aware of that.
Rogers says many students were unprepared for college-level work and didn't know how to manage their time. The school will be working on these things while the MOOC program is on hold. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.